Welcome to Keeping It Real with Frankie D, an Italian-American podcast, and we can always be heard at ItalianAmericanLife.com, on iTunes, Stitcher, your podcast app. Please like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and connect with us on LinkedIn. We are the very first Italian-American podcast dating back to 2013 and the home of your Italian-American moment, a weekly moment about Italian history, information, and whatnot, which can be found on ItalianAmericanLife.com. My guest today is Felipe Fernandez, who has a very interesting story, born in São Paulo, Brazil, to Italian origin, eventually gets his Italian dual citizenship, lived in very many places. So, Felipe, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Now, first of all, I know here I'm an Italian-American, and I was thinking about this earlier. If you're in Brazil with Italian origin, how do they call it? Is it a Brazilian-Italian, yeah. Italian-Brazilian? Is there some other name?
Italo-Brasiliano.
Italo-Brasiliano. Yeah. So an Italian-Brazilian yeah. in English. Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's the same thing.
Same thing.
Okay, yeah. Because I think some countries, they have their country first and then like Canadian-Italian. Or I've heard people say things like that. So it's an Italo-Brasiliano. Okay, just like here. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you are born in São Paulo, but tell me about your Italian family background.
Yeah, sure. So I have Italian background for both of my parents. I was able to claim my citizenship through my dad's side of the family. So my trisnonno, my great-great-grandfather, he immigrated to Brazil in the end of 1800s.
The 1800s,
yeah, because in Brazil... So we had the abolition of slavery in 1881 or something like that. So from that point, they started bringing Europeans to work in the farms in Brazil.
So where did he come from in Italy?
From Mantua, so northern Italy.
Northern, near
Verona.
Verona, okay, yeah. okay. With the famous balcony of Romeo and Juliet.
Yes,
yeah, I actually I was in Verona one time, and I think basically I saw the balcony, and I believe there's a very famous opera house. Mm-hmm. I don't know the name of it at the moment, but yes.
Like a small Colosseum.
Yes. Okay, so your grandfather was from that town?
From Mantua. Yeah.
Mantua.
Or Mantova.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, and then is your mother Italian as well?
Yeah, so my mom is a Ferrari.
Ferrari like the car?
Just like the car.
Any relation?
No, they are from, I guess, the Basilicata region, from Potenza.
Okay.
And that's her dad's side of the family, and then from her mom's side of the family, Zabizi from Mantua as well.
So I have. Oh, so there was a connection.
Yeah.
I see. So your parents were born in Brazil.
Brazil. My mom was born in Rio, and then my dad was born in São Paulo.
Okay. And then there was a connection from the town in Italy
yes.
with both sides.
Both
probably
sides.
I'm assuming that's the way they met.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I don't think my parents knew about it because they're not into genealogy or things like that. The only thing that my dad knew about is that his aunt was born on the ship going from Italy.
She was born on the ship.
To Brazil, yes.
Hey, have your parents ever gone to Italy?
No.
Okay. Do they speak any Italian or no? So this was really you that had this major burning passion.
Yes. So my mom used to swear in Italian, so a couple of words that she used to use, and growing up I thought it was Portuguese until like later.
Oh, that's right. In Brazil you speak Portuguese.
Yes.
You do not speak Spanish.
No.
It's not solely Portuguese.
Yes.
Okay. So now you mentioned to me São Paulo. There was a pretty good number of Italians in São Paulo when you were growing up, correct?
Yes.
So there's a type of Italian community there?
Yeah.
Please tell me about that.
Yeah, so we have, of course, you know, the consulate in São Paulo that runs a lot of events. Casa Italia.
There's a Casa Italia.
Yeah, that runs events as well. We have our Festa da Quirupita. It's an Italian fast, I guess, that they close out the streets and they make like cannolis and all the Italian, you know, stuff.
Now, is this okay? So I'm from Chicago, You know, we had a lot of Italian neighborhoods. In Sao Paulo, in the Italian community, was it like back in the day, like they all lived in the same area?
Yes.
Correct?
That's correct. And also, that area, up to nowadays, they speak with the Italian accent in Portuguese. So, for example, in Portuguese, a word that starts with an R, we pronounce like an H sound. But then they would pronounce with a strong Italian R, like R. So that area, they have, even nowadays, Italian accent.
And what's the name of the area?
There are a couple of different ones. One is called Moca.
Moca?
It's a neighborhood in Sao Paulo.
That's like M-O-K-A?
M-O-C-A.
M-O-C-A, Moca, yeah. Okay.
And then there's another one that's called Bixiga. Also, it's called Bella Vista.
So growing up, was it like, obviously you're Brazilian, but yes. Did you feel also like Unitolo Brasiliano or not that much?
So I felt that the way I was growing up was very different to my friends, but I never really knew why.
So most of your friends were not Italian origin?
Some of them were. Okay. Yeah, but not a lot of them. And so all the, like whenever I went to my nonna's house in the countryside, she would, you know, try to feed us all the time, and then if you did not eat, she'll get upset and say, "Why you don't like my food? Or what's going on?" And she was born in Brazil, but her mom was from Rovigo, from Italy as well, northern part, very close to Mantova. And then her dad was born in Brazil, but from Italian parents. So her dad actually only spoke Italian, not even Italian, because they spoke dialect.
They spoke dialect.
Back then, there was no Italian. And so he spoke dialects until he was 18, and then from then that he learned Portuguese.
So your lineage is not 100% Italian, or is it? Well, the Fernandez, that was the only part.
Yes. So from my dad's side, I guess his mom is 100% Italian, because both of her parents were Italian, so she's 100%. And then his dad, I think they were Portuguese, but I haven't gotten all the documents together from that side of the family. Now, with my mom, her dad, Ferrari, so I found documents up to the 1700s of the Ferrari family. So
How did you find these documents, may I ask? Was this part of your dual citizenship?
No.
This was just on your own, you wanted to?
Yes.
So how did you find those kind of things?
So there is a website called Family Search. It's a website that's put together by the Mormons. So the thing with the Mormons, and I just found out the other day, is that they've been taking photos of records and documents from
all over the world?
Yes, all over the world. You know, the churches, like baptisms and marriages and death certificates from churches from everywhere. And they have this website that you can search for those documents online.
And just a dumb question, is this something you have to pay for?
No, it's free.
Oh, it's free.
Yeah.
Okay.
Some documents you have to go to, they have those like family search institutes that you can only search those documents there, but it's usually libraries and stuff that you can go for free anyway. Over the U.S. and
okay.
All over the globe.
So dual citizenship, how did this idea even come to you?
So one of my cousins 10 years ago, he went to Italy. He found, you know, our Dante Causa, the Italian born person that went to Brazil. And so he mentioned to me a while ago, but at that time I wasn't really interested. And then I came over here to the U.S. I was living here for a while, and I didn't know that I could apply here because I wasn't a citizen of the U.S. But I found out that being a resident, you can
apply. Was enough to apply for this.
Through the consulate. So then I put together all the paperwork, and it took me a while to, first of all, I had to correct all my documents from Brazil, because my trisnonno si chiamava Francesco Luigi Costa, and then when he arrived in Brazil, he changed his name, or they changed his name to Francisco Costa, or Luis Costa.
So that posed a problem then because you had two different names. Yeah. So you kind of had to prove that that's the same man?
Exactly.
Wow.
So, and it happened here in the U.S. as well.
How long was the process to do all this? From the time you actually started it to the time, I guess, you got, what do you receive, a letter? Or
yeah,
the
so
notification
an
is an, oh, an email.
Yeah.
They sent an email saying, congratulations.
Yes.
So how long was that process?
So there is a first process in Brazil with a lawyer to correct all the documents, and that took about 9 months. And then here in the U.S., from the time that I applied to the time that I received, it took about 13 months.
Okay, so roughly 2 years for this entire process.
Yeah.
Okay, and just curiosity, like, why did you really want this? Like, what was the motivation to get this? Just for 2 years of work?
So. Yeah. I guess it's more like to close the cycle. So my tres nonno and also from the other side of the family, they all went to Brazil to find better life opportunities and work, employment, and everything else. And I guess now it's kind of me kind of going back to Italy and, you know, going back to my roots, I guess.
Okay, that's nice. And a bit of pride. And
yeah, I take a lot of pride of my, you know, Italian lineage. And also, it's also a great opportunity to be able to, you know, go back to Italy, live there if I want to, buy property, healthcare. I have access to healthcare there for free.
Now, you mentioned, though, when you started this process, you had never been to Italy?
Yes, correct.
Okay, I find that kind of like surprising that you would want to get the citizenship, and yet you had actually not even been to the country, but you did. So the first trip you made was with your dual citizenship.
No.
Oh, no.
Yeah, because I got this
you went
year,
in the, during the process?
Year. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the first time you go to Italy, what's it like for you?
It was like, I felt like going back home.
And may I ask how old you were when you went?
I was 31 years old.
31 years old.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I went to my tres nonno city. I saw the church. He was baptized.
Up north.
In Mantua.
Okay.
Yeah. I went to my tres nonno city as well. I saw distant relatives there, Capellozza. So my bisnonna si chiamava Maria Ginevra Capellozza. She went to Brazil. She was 4 years old.
Mm,
in 1904, she got to Brazil. And anyway, so I went to her town, got to meet the mayor, had a prosecco.
You met the mayor?
Yeah, because my cousin, he works with the government.
Okay. Were these small towns or were
small
these
towns.
Small towns?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you make it down to Basilicata?
No. Next time I'll go there.
You're going to go there specifically.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's good. So it was just a wonderful experience, and
it was amazing. It was just like, I don't know, I felt like this is, you know, family. And even this cousin of mine, he didn't even know me until I got there.
Like, so did you just kind of knock on doors?
We were talking on Facebook, right? Because I found him.
Oh, you had some contact before.
And I reached out, said, hey, I'm going there.
The beauty of social media.
I know.
Which really is, because otherwise you probably would have just gone to this town, knocked on a door and said, hey, I'm so-and-so. Seriously, that's, you know, back in the day, that's what people did. They went to the towns and just knocked on the door and said, you know, hey, I'm from this family and, you know, hope that somebody knew them and all that. So, no, that's wonderful.
Yeah. So I was able to eat a lot of prosciutto, a lot of mortadella.
Did you make it to Rome as well? Or
no. Just did the northern part of Italy and then next time.
So next time you're going to go to Rome
for sure.
Down south. And when's the next trip coming?
Maybe next year. So we're going to Barcelona next week, so to Spain, but Italy for sure next year.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. Now, you had mentioned to me that from Brazil, you kind of made a pit stop in Australia before you came to the United States.
Yes. Yeah.
So you moved to Australia for how many years?
So initially, I had just graduated from college. Initially, I was going to stay there for 6 months just to learn English. And then ended up staying for 5 years.
Did you find their English, now that you've been in the United States, considerably different than our English, correct?
Yes, I basically.
Nobody in Australia talks like me, right? I don't think they do.
No, I have to learn a lot of new words like faucets and pitcher and trash. I mean, a lot of new words that I didn't know.
And then from there, you moved to the United States.
Yes. So I've been here for a little over 3 years now. So
you've led a fascinating life, really. Pat.
I know.
You
I
really
know.
Have. So, okay. So the last thing, you settled in Chicago.
Yeah.
For now.
For now.
For now. I'm sure you'll be moving one day.
Yeah.
And what do you think? Okay. I'm kind of curious now. Chicago and the Italian-American community. I don't want to say versus, but how does it compare with your Brazilian Italian-American community? Just out of curiosity, I don't know if you have enough familiarity with the Italian community here in Chicago to make a, you know, correct answer about it, but what do you think of the two?
I think it's very similar, especially in Sao Paulo. There's a huge Italian community there. So there are a lot of events, a lot of, you know, dinners and fests.
There's
and
clubs, like there's all those kind of things.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's probably pretty similar.
And also the language is kind of similar-ish, I guess, Portuguese and Italian.
Okay, Portuguese and
so
Italian.
So there's, I think that they're a little closer.
Now, so like growing up, like did they offer Italian at schools? And
No, I actually started studying Italian 2 years ago.
Now, how did you learn Italian? That's what I
wanted
to ask.
So, my first call with a priest in Italy to find my Tris Nonos baptism certificate, I couldn't communicate with him because I didn't speak in Italian. He didn't speak Spanish.
He didn't speak Portuguese. He didn't speak English.
And so, I had to call several times to find someone who spoke some Spanish to kind of, because I'm not really good, but I can speak a little bit Spanish. And from there, I was like, no, I mean, I'm Italian. I was born Italian, right? Not recognized yet, but I was born Italian. So I have to speak my language, right?
So how'd you do it?
At that point, I started just listening to podcasts and videos and YouTube.
On your own?
On my own.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Because you speak great.
Now I'm studying at the Instituto di Cultura Italiana.
Downtown Chicago.
Yeah, downtown Chicago.
Michigan Avenue, I believe.
Yes.
Actually, I think it's... It's 500 North Michigan Avenue. Yes. Not sure of the floor. It might be the 15th or 14th floor. 14th floor.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
That's great because you speak very, very well.
Thank you.
And I mean, did you feel kind of like, well, if I'm Italian, I got to know how to speak Italian.
Exactly. Yeah. And I totally agree with that. I want to be connected to my culture. You know, I want to be able to speak my language and that's why.
Well, that's wonderful, and I love your pride, obviously, and your passion, and you know, obviously, if you took like 2 years of work, because it's not easy to get all those documents, it means a lot to you. And now you said so. Maybe in the future, you're definitely going to go there. Who knows? Maybe you'll retire there. Maybe you'll live there.
That's the plan for now, I guess.
And it's a lot easier now to hit with the passport to be able to do those things. Correct?
Yeah, because I can't just pack up and go whenever, you know. And my wife can come with me as well, as my wife.
So. As your wife.
Yeah.
Correct. So you're happy you got the dual citizenship?
So happy. It took a while, but I'm glad it's all done. And now I have my passaporto, so.
Well, so you got the email. Congratulations. How long did it take to actually get that passport in your hands?
So for me, because I was living in Cincinnati, Ohio, so I started the process through the consulate in Detroit. And then
is that because Cincinnati does not have a consul general's office?
Yes. So I had to drive.
So you had to drive to Detroit. How many hours is that?
5 hours.
Oh my Lord.
I know it would be easier for me to drive to Chicago.
Yes.
But it's not the same jurisdiction. So I had to go to Detroit. And then once I got recognized, I was already living in Chicago because I moved here 9 months ago. And then I had to transfer my information from Detroit.
It's exhausting, all these moves and information.
Yes.
And
it was a lot.
Did they make you pick it up or do they mail it?
So you have, there's a system online that you go in and it's called AIRE, Anagrafe dell'Italiano all'estero or something like that. That you can register your address and everything else. And then, so I changed my address to Chicago, but it takes a couple of months to
like
go
everything.
To Italy.
Correct.
And then they have to transcribe it, and they have to send it back to the other consulate. So it took about 2 months, and then I booked my appointment for my passport.
To go pick it up.
To go to apply first. First, I have to go to apply to the passport. And then
boy, they don't make this easy, do they?
No, no. And then the lady was like, yeah, because this is your first passport, it will take a month to be ready.
So another month,
and then finally went there and it was ready.
And you pick it up. And that was a great feeling.
It was awesome.
To see your name on that passport. That really is.
Yeah, yeah. So it's kind of full circle now.
So would you advise to others thinking about this?
Yes, for sure. I mean, especially with the law now that you can do it. If you have, you know, Italian background, just go for it. There's a certain rule that applies, you know, if there is a female in your lineage, you know, if it was before 1948, there's a problem there.
Mm.
Anyway, so there's a few things there, but definitely go for it.
Right. And in the fact that it's available now, we don't know in the future.
Exactly.
They could cut it off.
Yeah.
I would definitely say as well, if you're thinking about it, go for it, start it, because it's a long process. And you really don't know the future. They may stop this. So
yeah, especially after Decreto Salvini. I don't know if you're connected to Italian politics, but he changed a few things in the naturalization process.
Yes, is one of them. I believe, like, in order to get this, you have to have a proficiency of the language.
Exactly.
Now, I got to assume that a huge percentage of the people getting dual citizenships are not able to pass the test in Italian.
Yes, because it's a B1 level.
So this is definitely going to change things. So another example of, like, you better, if you want to do it now.
Yes, but that's only for people that are married to Italians. So, for example, my wife.
She would have to pass that?
Yes, initially I say, because she's like, I'm not interested. I said, I don't care, let's do it. You can, why not? You know, let's do it. But now she has to take a test.
So it's a little different. Yes.
So for us that we are born Italians and we have Italian blood, we don't have to take it.
Okay, that's very interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Felipe, thank you so much. This was very interesting. Definitely a different angle. We never had anyone, you know, from South America.
Yeah.
And it's just a whole, you know, Brazilian thing, Italian thing. Very interesting.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having me.
And best of luck to all your travels and your future in Italy, perhaps. I hope everything goes fantastic.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Frank.
And to everyone out there, as we always finish and complete our show, stay strong, stay sharp, and stay Italian. Thank you. Until the next time.
Fiore di Sicilia, c'è la Sardegna, paradiso in mezzo al blu, ma c'è un'isola che desta meraviglia, si chiama Capri e non si scorda più, poi Napoli, Sorrento e così via, l'Italia è un souvenir di simpatia, amore, pizza ed allegria, è bella l'Italia. Il mare come compagnia, è bella l'Italia, un sogno nella realtà, l'Italia è questa qua. C'è Venezia che sorride a tutto il mondo, come una donna sempre ti innamorerà. Roma eterna visitata dalla gente, per le bellezze e per l'antichità, Firenze quell'artistica città, che mai nessuno al mondo scorderà, amore, pizza ed allegria, che bella Italia, incanto d'arte e poesia, questa qua. Quando c'è la luna piena porto fino del vino bianco la ragazza insieme a te. Può cambiare in quell'istante il tuo destino, perché un amore più splendido non c'è. I laghi, le montagne e così via, l'Italia sembra tanta fantasia. Amore, vizio ed allegria, è bella l'Italia, incanto d'arte e poesia, è bella l'Italia, il mare come compagnia. Stuff.